You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome once again to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Once again, we are joined by Paul Rakovich, the founder and CEO of Clicks and Clients, which specializes in online marketing for plastic surgeons, dermatologists, dentists, law firms, apparel companies, professional writers, and advises other internet marketing agencies on performance-based marketing. Paul, a privilege to have you back here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me back. I certainly appreciate it.
You're welcome. So for the benefit of listeners who have not had a chance to hear your original interview, tell us about Clicks and Clients.
Sure. So we basically originally started as a pay-per-click management company. And I was managing Google AdWords for clients and taking them over and making them run better, more efficiently, and not letting Google run away with their credit card as much, and basically showing them, okay, these were the results before me, and now I've made these changes, and these are the results after, and these are your savings or these are your increase in sales. And what happened is that over the years I started to see things that clients obviously needed. And so the most important or one of the most important or maybe one of the most obvious things to me was, hey, we've done all this work on these ads and refined these keywords and ad groups and testing and bidding, but then they hit the page, and what happens there? And, what if we can make similar improvements once the person actually gets to the page? And what if we can convert more visitors? And so the company grew very organically based around Google AdWords and the results that were coming out of that got infused into landing page testing, and then that got infused to search engine optimization, and then got infused into social media most recently. So we basically kind of think of Google AdWords as our testing and proving ground, where people are showing us, based on clicks and based on purchases, what works, and then we follow those consumers' leads for the most part, and then refine those different areas all the way back from Google AdWords and generating traffic to when they get to the page to increase more people that are taking the, desired action, for lack of a better term. That's what has given us this kind of organic growth in terms of services that we provide, and that's basically how we help our customers.
How does your firm successfully increase a client's presence online?
So I think, I was having a conversation with a potential client the other day. They do very niche work, and, one of the first things that I told her was, well, we can only really kind of put our hand in the stream where people are searching, right? So we can't make people search for us. So they have this very unique, really interesting service in the legal realm. But the question then becomes, are people actually searching for this? Because if they're not, the coolest website and the coolest Facebook page and all that stuff don't make any real difference. So one of the first things that we look at is, what are people really searching for? And then, again, going back to Google AdWords, what is actually converting and what is making not necessarily the most sense from a traffic perspective, but what's making the most sense from a business perspective? That's really how we look at increasing presence. We do definitely look at things like brand to a certain extent, and it's certainly nice to have a good social program and to be in a relevant conversation in the industry that they're in, and there's certainly a benefit to that. But what we look at and what our clients look at in the end, being very direct response driven, is what does it all mean, right? What do I get for all this? And so we end up looking at everything from a very direct response approach, that we've spent this much on social media and we've targeted these keywords via pay-per-click and via organic traffic and SEO. But in the end, the presence is one thing, but the end result is another. So, really simplistic example would be, a client may say, oh my gosh, I do this. This is a keyword I want to rank number one for, and that may have 100,000 searches a month, right? Well, there may be a different keyword that we find that only has 2,000 searches a month, but those 2,000 searches are people who have a high propensity to purchase, or they are ready to go. And the 100,000 search keyword might be more of a research phase. And so what we're able to do using Google AdWords again is go back to them and say, this keyword is nice, and maybe we'll go after it organically, but really this is where people are buying. So if we're just going to talk straight dollars and cents, you know, as opposed to simply a presence, this is where we're going to go. Or this is where we're going to focus a lot of effort.
Service is also a cornerstone of your work. What's the response been from clients who had the chance to collaborate with you?
You know, it's really cool. We have clients kind of that really range the spectrum. We have some that literally just say, like, take it and go, and we send a report once a month, and, you know, we show this with the result, and they're happy and they're cool. And we have others that are really, like, they want to get in the mix, and they want to know kind of what's going on, and they want to look at things. And I just, right before I got on the call, I have this very business-minded attorney from Texas, from the Dallas area, who was in the account, and we start talking about looking at conversion rates based on time of day, you know, and he actually likes to get in there and look at reports and see what's going on. And, you know, we're noticing that, okay, between 12 a.m. and 4 a.m., our cost per conversion is 3 times higher. And, you know, do we want to maybe cut back the budget during that time, or do we want to lower the bids, things along those lines? So I really like both, to be honest with you. I like some clients where we can just kind of go do our thing and, you know, we just get to rock it. And then the ones that are on the opposite end of the spectrum are really cool too, because they bring something to the table and knowing the business that we could never know. I'll give you another good example. We had a Social Security disability attorney, and we had ran the typical ads for about 2 months, and we were getting a pretty decent response, and he was relatively happy. And I just happened off the cuff ask him, okay, you know, so who is like what's a really gravy case, or what's a lead where it's like you see that and you're like, wow, this is awesome? And he told me, you know, there's a certain person, he said there's a certain place that people are at in this process of a disability claim that if they reach that, then, man, those guys are a good case. And if they're before that or after that, they're really not. So what we did is we just revamped all the ads in the account to speak to someone being in that specific phase. So the people who weren't in that phase yet would ignore the ad and probably not click on it, and the people that were past it probably wouldn't click on it either. But the guy who's doing a general search sees that specific ad fits the specific phase that he was at, and we literally cut his cost per lead to a third of what it was originally, just by changing that. So not only did he get a lot cheaper leads, but he got like the exact lead that he wanted. And that came out of just collaboration and general conversation and kind of reviewing the results and asking some basic probing questions. So those are some of the cooler things that have happened out of that. I've got a lot of stories. I don't have a ton of time, but a lot of things like that where just the general conversation or the general digging or talking or, oh, hey, by the way, I had never mentioned this to you, but, you know, XYZ, and it's like this light bulb goes off, and we go in and we implement that and change that. And we've had a lot of really cool, I guess you'd call them like light bulb moments from working with clients like that.
Tremendous, tremendous feedback for sure. Now, today we're joined by Paul Rakovich. He is the founder and CEO of Clicks and Clients here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What are some other examples of how Clicks and Clients customizes an online strategy for each client?
That's a good question. So I would say here's a good example. We do phone call tracking. And so we end up tracking back, you know, with certain clients, phone calls are the real conversions. And so with something like Google AdWords or, you know, even SEO, we can look at it and we can say who filled out this form, and we can track that back to specific keywords. But in a lot of cases, especially like in the legal realm or plastic surgery realm, the phone calls are really, really more important in a lot of cases. And those are kind of the gravy. And so we want to find out, you know, which keyword they're causing that or where they're coming from. And so we've done a lot of interesting things with phone calls and phone call tracking from everything from we've recorded phone calls for clients, and we've had a couple of pretty crazy front desk people that were working at doctor's offices that said like some super rude or just bad things to clients. And you know, these doctors were adamant. Geez, the front desk manager's been with me for 25 years, and we do training, and you know, it's set. It's not a problem. And then we'd find these recordings, and they'd be like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe that she just told this guy." You know, I don't know. When he asked the price, she said, "I don't." And he said, "Is this expensive?" And she said, "I don't know. It depends on what you think is expensive." And the doctor was like, "Holy cow! How long has this been going on for? How much business have we lost?" So we've taken that, and then we've recommended or developed phone call training programs. We've done things like with the phone call tracking called Whispers, to where when the call comes in, the person answering the phone call will get a little whisper before the call is connected, and it could say, you know, Google AdWords phone call from XYZ sale. And so when the person answers the phone, they immediately know, oh, you found us online and you're interested in XYZ sale. So we've done a lot of really cool, I would say, custom stuff like that. There's so many neat kind of areas to specialize in or to go into, depending on what's going on, that we can look at things like whispers, or we can look at tracking phone calls, or we may find that, hey, half of your Google traffic is coming from mobile. So let's develop a mobile-specific campaign and a mobile landing page, and let's see if we can work the mobile angle better. A lot of the customization comes from kind of jumping in, seeing what's going on, and then taking a little deeper dive. So we've done all kinds of cool stuff like that.
Indeed, without a question. Tell me, what types of industries or clients do you advise in general?
Oh, a little bit of everything. So we really enjoy the real estate market. We're very good at that. We do legal, everything from personal injury to criminal defense. We do medical. We've done, hypnosis. Retail. We do a lot of online retail clients. We've done a lot of work in the fitness industry, clothing industry. We've done quite a bit of work in there. We have, I feel like we've done a little bit of everything. So any kind of industry where people are already doing kind of a general search online, or there's traffic volume there, then there's some kind of online component to the business. So anything from clients that are strictly doing everything online, like an e-commerce client, to clients who have are just generating leads online and the business is completely offline, to even really hybrid models where clients have a storefront, but they also have an e-commerce store, but they also want to drive people into the actual store to visit. So those are kind of industry-wise and maybe more of a business type, I think, that we work with. Because in the end, it's, you know, keywords and ads and what's the business offer and what's unique about them, and let's test and refine the strategy to get the right people there, and let's convert more of those people once they get to the page. Whatever that desired action is. So, we definitely need to dive in and understand the market, but it is a bit of plugging in, okay, this is treadmills and this is rhinoplasty. they're very different, but if we have a pretty good understanding of the market, the basic process is somewhat similar.
Well, Paul, in conclusion, what else should prospective clients know about your firm?
I think that for us, the client that really is ideal, kind of the same way, are someone that's already spending a certain amount of money online on Google. So, you know, we have clients that spend anywhere between a couple thousand a month on Google AdWords up to the 50-100,000 a month is kind of our sweet spot. And we really specialize in clients kind of at that level that are, they're already doing something, or an owner kind of started something and they have pretty good results and things are working relatively well. And they just kind of have this deep down feeling that, gosh, I know if I could spend some more time on this, or I know if someone who really knows what's going on, really specializes in this, could take a look and handle this, I know I would do better. And those are the clients where we really tend to thrive, that they're already doing something and it's somewhat working. because a lot of what we do is really data driven. So there needs to be enough kind of data and spend there to get this information back. So a real simple example would be, you know, we have an ad and we want to split test it to see if we could increase the click-through rate or see if a different ad would convert better. Well, that ad needs to get so many clicks to really know, you know, with a statistical significance that this is a better ad. And so we really like working with clients that have a spend level, you know, in that general range, because it may only take us a couple days to get a response back on that test that means something, versus, you know, if it's a smaller spend and that ad's getting 5, 10, 20 clicks a month, you know, it could realistically take 6 months before we have a solid mathematical clue, you know, as to which ad is better. There's obviously things we can do at the smaller level to improve those results, but it's the ones with the somewhat significant spend, I would say, where we can really do a lot because we have a lot to work with. So I think that would probably tee up who we would enjoy most working with or who we'd be able to help the most.
Certainly been good to have you back, Paul. He is Paul Rakovich, the founder and CEO of Clicks and Clients, which specializes in online marketing for plastic surgeons, dermatologists, dentists, law firms, apparel companies, professional writers, and advises other internet marketing agencies on performance-based marketing. He certainly knows his stuff. Check it out. The website of reference is clicksandclients.com. Paul, once again, thanks so much for joining us on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.